All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info and Shaku Maku to everyone. Maybe that will wake me up a little bit. Been under the weather for some days, and it's great to be with you to talk about what our wonderful newsroom in Lagos and all across the country have been working on, and also stories that have caught our attention in the week gone by. It's a country of drama every time. And INEC appears to have listened to the complaints of many Nigerians who are yet to register for their voter registration cards ahead of next year's general elections. And then presidential candidate of the All Progressives Congress, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who is out of the country, by the way, is in search for a running mate. Maybe he will find a running mate in Paris. And it's not been the best of times for the former deputy president of the Senate, Ike Kwirimadu, after he and his wife Beatrice were arrested for allegedly conspiring to harvest the organ of a child or an adult, as we found out now, in the United Kingdom. They're some of the discussions we are going to be having in the newsroom this evening. I'm Aogo Obu. We're streaming this live also, by the way, on Facebook as well as on YouTube. So, a surge in the number. Don't ask me for Mike Bamanoy. He's on vacation somewhere in Mars. Maybe he get to Moon, but he'll be back sooner rather than later. I'm sure he doesn't want to hear that. He gets to enjoy his time with his wonderful family away, but I'm sure he's also listening to and watching the proceedings. So a surge in a number of areas across the Federation has led to calls from several quarters for INEC to extend the deadline for the continuous voters registration exercise which they've done. So we have this discussion with the spokesperson of Nigeria's House of Representatives, Benjamin Okezie Kalu, and Ufuoma Egbamuno had spoken with him and asked him why he had decided to raise the motion in plenary. And here's what he had to say.
Urged the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to extend the voters' registration deadline by an extra 60 days from the June 30th to enable Nigerians get registered to vote. But you see, that is one of the resolutions. The second resolution was to mandate the House Committee to electoral matters to engage with INEC to examine and also provide solution to the shortage of these registration machines and manpower, including solutions to deploy at least 30 voters registration machines to each local government, train and deploy ad hoc staff to improve on the shortage of manpower at registration centers, and also to provide security for the ad hoc staff and to report back to the House in 2 weeks. And based on this particular resolution, the INEC immediately was invited, and I must give it to INEC. INEC, irrespective of the fact that they were busy with the Ekiti election and other by-elections scattered all through the country, the chairman of the commission, you know, impressed us by, you know, coming, attending to our call and coming with members of his, the commissioners. I must say that the explanations given by INEC was well taken by the House. We were well educated on what they are doing. We were well educated on what is the way forward. And I'm sure from the body language of the commission, there's going to be an extension. But the number of days for the extension is what they are working on at the moment. So at the end of the day, it means that the youths, they have won. The Nigerian people have won. And the parliament also have shown Nigerian people that we are on the side of Nigerians. I am sure that going forward, that this timely motion will change the dynamics in the agitation for extension. Many people will have access to the registration centers, they will have access to more machines, and I'm sure at the end of the day, they're going to have the opportunity to be registered.
So you've talked about this surge, you know, as one of the reasons INEC, you know, needs to make this extension. The INEC chairman himself mentioned a couple of states. You know, he mentioned the five southeast states, he mentioned Lagos, and he then mentioned Kano. as where, you know, INEC has seen this surge in so much than the other areas. Why do you think we have this surge, especially in the southeast part of the country, where you are from?
It's not only in the southeast. It is happening in Kano. It's happening in Rivers. It's happening in Lagos. Rivers State is south-south. Kano is north. And you have in FCT, it's happening in FCT, which is north-central. And then it's happening in Lagos, which is southward. So it's all over the country. I think why most of the people are in the five southeast states, they are, you know, waking up now, or they are coming out in number, is that before now, we are not seeing INEC as being very transparent. They were not seeing the integrity of the commission as high as it is at the moment. They believe that their vote will not count. But what INEC has done in the past few months, and days, and weeks have shown that there is integrity in what this team has set out to achieve. So people are beginning to have more confidence. And, you know, that is very helpful in participatory democracy. Many will argue that, oh, it's happening in this area in Lagos because Aswaju want to run for president. It's happening in the East because P2B want to run for president. It's happening in Rivers because Wike want to run. But it's happening in Kano because this person want to run for president. I don't think that is the right analogy. The analogy is that as the days go by, as our democracy matures, the ethos of democracy, the principles of democracy will be embraced, you know, gets embraced by the people. The people begin to understand it better, and they want to key into, all that has to do with ensuring that good governance is in place. Now they have embraced it, we should celebrate it.
All right, that you had Benjamin Okezie Kalu, the spokesperson for the House of Representatives, talking there with Ufuoma Egbamuno on what the House had met with INEC to talk about. And then later on during the weekend, we did hear the chairman of INEC, Professor Mahmoud Yakubu, giving assurances about what they had finally decided to do. So in case you missed it, here, Professor Mahmoud Yakubu, the chairman of INEC.
When will this registration end? Is it going to end on the 30th of June? Let me assure you, it no go end.
All right, it no go end, he says, and indeed, it's not ending. Professor Mahmoud Yakubu there addressing a number of people. I don't know if we now have Ayodele Aluko, the director of Voter Education, INEC, whether he's joined the show.
Yes, good evening.
Hello, Mr. Aluko. Great to have you join us.
Yes, good evening.
And
thanks,
I'm sure.
For having me.
Great. And we just heard the chairman of INEC saying Inogo end in response to the voter education, so the voter registrations continuation. So I'm sure you would probably want to tell us also too that was a decision which was reached by INEC for the continuation of the voter registration. So first and foremost, help us understand how long this extension will be, because it appears there's no date yet.
No, the chairman did not mention the length of the extension. Mm. He only assured the public that the registration will not end yet.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe at the right time, the commission will now decide when it will end, because it cannot be indefinite.
Excellent. And I'm sure the millions of listeners who are listening to us can breathe a huge sigh of relief, because they've been concerned. I've been bombarding you in private with many of the questions they've also been asking. So if you've got questions for the Director of Voter Education for INEC, Dr. Aluko. The number on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. So you still have the in-person registration going on, but the online registration, is it continuing or is it over?
No, the online registration is not continuing. Okay. We ended online registration on May 30th.
Hmm.
But we did not end online transfers of registration, and we did not end online request for replacement of lost, damaged, or stolen, lost or damaged or defaced permanent voters cards.
Hmm. Hmm.
Those ones can still be requested for online.
Okay, excellent.
The one we saw was online pre-registration.
Okay. So there are a number of people who are waiting for their cards, those who've transferred their location, those who have missing voter cards or damaged or defaced voter cards, and have done the process, some of them from last year, but still yet haven't received their new cards. Is there a procedure and timeline when they will get their cards?
No, what we said was that those who registered afresh, the new registrants who registered between the end of June, where we started all the exercise, and December last year, their cards were ready. And they should go to our local government offices and collect their cards. But those who started registering this year, the chairman has assured that before October, all their cards will be ready.
Okay.
That's by October, I think by October this year, that's a few months from now. By October, a few months from now, their cards will be ready. It's important for them to understand, those who registered the first 6 months of the exercise, that is end of June to end of December, 6 months period, those cards are ready, and we already announced to the public that they should collect their cards from our local government offices.
Good.
But those who started registering, that is fresh registrants, who registered from the beginning of this year till date, those cards will be ready by October, unfailingly, and they will be able to collect their cards.
Okay, great. Great. But there are also people who say they have been to the local government offices and they still cannot find their cards. What should they do?
Well, I don't think anybody can say he participated in this exercise.
Right.
And he went to, between the end of June and December last year, and that he went to a local office and didn't get his or her card. I don't think that would be true. So all the cards were printed.
Okay.
And they were taken to all those locations for the beneficiaries to collect. So I don't think anybody can rightly claim that he or she got to our local government office and did not get his or her card. I would like to know that person.
Okay, so there is a way they can reach out if they had those sort of problems. Does the INEC website have a reporting portal where they can make their complaints that we've gone to local government?
We have INEC Citizens Consult Center, ICC, INEC Citizens Consult Center. And we always say that we have our various social media platforms, through which you can send messages to us. You can even call 0700 call INEC. That's the virtual number.
0700 call INEC.
Yes.
Okay.
Call us. Somebody will pick up. You can make your claim, and of course we'll try to get to whichever location it is to know what actually happened.
Okay.
But I still want to maintain what I'm saying, that those who actually registered last 6 months, that is the first six months, and their cards are minted afresh. There's no way any of those cards will not be where we said they should go to. I'd like to know anybody who went and did not get his or her card. I would like to know.
Excellent. And there are questions around the dates of the cards. Some people got their cards 2011, 2012. Some are getting new cards like the ones you mentioned. Is there any disadvantage in getting an old card or a new card?
There's no disadvantage.
Okay.
We said whether your card was collected in 2011, that means you must have been voting. and your car, and you are now, or you are just a new registrant, and you just collected your brand new card, it's all the same. It's only if your old card is now defaced, you know? You know, maybe faded, defaced, right. Can't even see the name, or spoiled, or damaged. You can apply for a brand new one. But if your card is still okay, you don't need to apply for a brand new one, because these things are produced with taxpayers' money. That's it. And you also encourage people to keep these cards well. People should not really be careless with the cards, you know? We should keep the cards well. Like Chairman said that day, that these cards are not for opening bank accounts, are not to be used like ID cards, that some people carry them everywhere they go. No, these cards are meant for voting. On election day, bring out your card.
Right.
Vote with it and return it back to your house. Return it back to your box. Return it back to your drawer.
Exactly.
It's not something you need to carry up and down. It's not designed, it's not meant to be carried up and down every day. Yeah, it's something that's meant to last for a long time, you know?
Right. So, and just to reiterate, without the PVC, no one can vote. You'll have to have a PVC to vote in the next election, because there is no incident form anymore.
You must have a PVC, that's a permanent voter's card, before you can even enter our polling unit area. You must have a PVC, because it's the PVC we will use to accredit you.
Right.
With the bimodal voter accreditation equipment, we only attend to you if you have a PVC.
All right. So those of you who are just joining in, we have Dr. Ayodele Aluko, who is
it's Mr. Ayodele Aluko, please.
Oh, I was going to put the doctor. I was wondering, Mr. Ayodele Aluko, who is the director of voter education, INEC, and which brings us a very important question. So, we don't know how long this extension would last. What is the guarantee that by the time the extension is over, everyone who has taken part in the registration process will have his or her voter card by February next year?
I can assure you that the cards will be ready by October, as stated by my chairman. And once the cards are ready, it's the duty of those who own those cards to collect them. INEC does not distribute cards. People must come and collect their cards, because these cards are not given by proxy. You cannot even give a card to your friend. You cannot give a husband's card to the wife. You cannot even give the wife's card to the husband. No. Everybody, because on election day, when you enter a polling unit and you enter the cubicle to vote, you're on your own. You are alone. So you must collect your card yourself and then do the needful with it.
Excellent. And just to clarify, because this is something that happens to a lot of people, says my question is that I have my voter card which got damaged, but unfortunately I registered again online and did my capturing last month, and then someone told me that I would not be issued another card. What I was supposed to do was to request a reprint.
Yes, it's a wasted effort.
Wasted.
That's what we are telling people. It's good to get the correct information.
Right.
Because if somebody registered before, let's say somebody registered in 2011,
right,
your name is already in the voters register. It's already in our computers. It's already on the list.
Right.
So if you go, if you lost your card or you needed to transfer, instead of doing that, you decided to go and register. By the time we subject the list list of those who registered afresh, by the time we subject that thing to what we call deduplication,
right,
that is, we put them in our computer, I would like to check for multiple registration. And now we do this thing on a regional basis, on a zonal basis. Take the Southwest.
Right.
The Southwest, all the way from Lagos to Ekiti, we subject the registrants to computer analysis, which means if you registered before in Lagos,
right,
and you go now and register in Ekiti, we'll catch you. And the problem is the person wants another card. But the person will not be given another card. Rather, we will cancel that registration, and the person will not now be able to vote, because in an attempt to get a new card, it gets cancelled. And he cannot vote because his real registration is still there and he doesn't have his card anymore. So the best thing to do is, if you need that to transfer, just go ahead and get your transfer done. Anyone who should apply for damaged or lost card, should apply for damaged or lost card. These things are very easy.
Good.
The important thing is once you get to our registration point,
right,
tell the INEC official the truth.
Okay.
Don't say, I registered before, I can't find my card again, it's lost. The man will tell you what to do.
Hmm.
Tell the man, maybe I need to transfer, or I need to get to another, I need to transfer to where I'm living now. The man will tell you exactly what to do.
Hmm.
The important thing is confide in the INEC official what exactly the type of service you require from INEC. And it will be just perfect.
Excellent. Confide in the INEC official is what Ayodele Aluko has said, and which is what a lot of you need to do. Then, I just got two more questions. I know you've got a very busy schedule, and I thank you very much for finding out time to talk with us. But
yes,
something people say, ask very importantly also too. So, INEC has got this site where people can go and verify whether they have their voter card. I've done it. I think it's govote. I can't remember the exact URL now, but I went there. I put in my information, my date of birth, and I got my information.
Status check,
exactly.
Yes.
Now, there are people who say they have gone to do that. They have their voter card, interestingly, but when they do the status check, it doesn't return for them anything.
Well, I wouldn't know why. Maybe they didn't do it well. Like, you did your own and it was good.
Right, right.
Maybe they didn't do it well. Some people are not really computer savvy. You know, maybe they didn't do it well.
Right.
Because if it's well done, if it works for one person, it should work for another.
So
if it's well done, you'll be able to get your start. You'll be able to check your status and be assured that yes, you don't have any problem.
All right. One listener wants to find out security arrangements for INEC outposts where there have been security challenges in the past, where INEC officials were attacked as well as voters, intending voters were harassed. In those places, what has INEC done to check, make those sort of incidents?
You mean the registration unit?
Exactly.
Well, I think the issue of security is in the hands of the security agents. Anywhere there's any problem, the security agents themselves are aware of all this. They read these stories on the social media. They get complaints. They listen to television or radio.
Right.
So it's the duty of the security agencies to make sure they secure everyone.
Excellent.
Ordinarily, nobody should disrupt any of our activities.
Hmm.
Because those who are handling the registration are harmless.
Hmm.
They are not armed, they are harmless. And the citizens are not armed, they're harmless too. So nobody should come and harass anyone. These people performing their civic duties should not be disturbed in any way. You know, this is how it is all over the world, and Nigeria's own should not be different. People must be safe wherever they are registered. And I want to assure Nigerians that nobody should be afraid.
Excellent.
People should actually perform their civil duties. Register if you've come of age or you did not register before. Or you do your transfer, you collect your PP, or you ask for a replacement of your PVC that is lost or damaged.
All right, quite a lot, number of
votes.
Yes, issues to resolve. And Mr. Aluko will be with us now and again, just to touch basis and put everyone in the loop also too on what his response. But before we go, this final one. Someone says they registered in 2011. I have not collected mine. What do I need to do?
You need to go to the local government office of INEC in the local government where you registered. You know, it's just straight that way. There are people who, maybe somebody registered in Akure. Let's just take Akure. In Akure North, local government.
Good.
And there's no more living in Akure. You got it?
Right.
That card will still be in the Akure local government of INEC.
Hmm.
We don't post cards to people. We don't sell cards by courier. We don't, you know.
Hmm.
You have to go to where you registered and collect your card.
Hmm.
So if the person registered in 2011 and did not collect that card, that card will still be there. We didn't throw these cards away. We didn't throw them away. Just go back to that office, tell them you registered so time. You know, then we must have given you a registration slip, the TVC, the temporary voter slip.
Right.
Even if you don't have it anymore and you are so sure, go there, tell the person your name, and tell the person you registered here.
Right.
They will cross-check the cards that are with them, with your name, and they'll be able to give you your card.
Right.
We don't do any other thing with the cards other than to give them to people. But people must come physically to come and collect them.
All right. All right. We're going to have to leave it at that. And all the questions coming in. Someone says, why can't INEC continue the registration process? I think I have the answer for that. The law would not allow them continue indefinitely. They will have to come.
No, in terms of we cannot continue indefinitely because at the point in time, we will have to stop so that we can print the cards, give them to people, and get ready for the elections.
Yeah. I think it's a month. I think the Electoral Act says that they must be able to stop registration before the polling happens in an area. But thank you very much, Ayodele Aluko, the Director of Voter Education. And indeed, some education you'll have to do from now to 2023. And do have a fantastic week.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. All right, we're going to move to the second topic, and notwithstanding the questions you have, I will try and get it to Mr. Aluko to quickly deal with. And thank you very much, Nicholas Felix, for us. We have met you again. He's a former presidential aspirant with All Progressives Congress. And there's a search for a running mate to the presidential candidate of your party, Mr. Felix. And I'm sure that you probably will have the answer to those questions about why... I hear you. I see you smiling and giggling. Why Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the standard bearer of your party, is yet to find a running mate. There's gist in town that he went to France to go and pick a running mate.
First of all, thank you for having me. Good to be here again with you.
Right.
And good afternoon to your listeners and viewers all over the world.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. So I was saying, the last time you were here, you were going to vie for the primary. And I did watch you also, too, as you decided to step down in that contest. But we're moving on. Your candidate of the party, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, hasn't been able to arrive at a running mate yet. And I said that there's gist that he probably ran to France to go and pick a running mate there. Why is it difficult for Bola Ahmed Tinubu to get a running mate?
I really cannot tell why it's difficult because the campaign haven't been in touch with me yet, so I really don't know what's going on in the account. But I hear my news just on media, just like every other person. I guess they have to get the right person, the right pick as the VP. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's what was delaying. I don't think he went to France to look for a running mate. I'm sure he went there. I'm sure he went there for other things, not to go and look for a running mate.
Well, in the aftermath of his victory, I did see him move from one meeting to the other with fellow aspirants like you and the rest of the others in the contest that happened in Abuja. What sort of factors do you think he'll be having to work with, and the party will have to work with in deciding who becomes the running mate?
Yes, apparently. I haven't met with him. I'm the only aspirant he hasn't met with.
Oh, why do you think he hasn't met with you yet?
I really cannot tell why they haven't met with me, but I'm sure he has met with others. Basically, what is going on is the Muslim and Muslim ticket issue. I'm sure that's why there are delays in picking the running mate. I hope they're able to get it right and so campaign can properly begin. But I'm sure getting the right VP is very crucial, first in winning the election,
right,
and second, to make sure you have a capable hand, somebody who can, act as the president anytime the president will travel. So it's not just the VP. It's not just to bear the title VP. VP must be somebody who is capable to lead the nation at any time. So they have to do that and get the right pick.
It appears there have been several hurdles. I don't know whether to call them exactly hurdles, but people have oftentimes thought that they were not consequential, whether you'd have a religion or the ethnic card thrown, what we popularly refer to as identity politics in the mix in arriving at the decision. It appears that your party has been plagued by those sort of factors. We saw what happened during the primary. We also saw how the card is being played now. You think there ever come a time in saying we're going to decide based on the qualities of the particular candidate, or is it the merit factor or the competence factor?
Yeah, I think that's what's playing now. You see, there are a lot of things we must put into consideration. 23 of us came out in our party,
right,
and I'm quite sure other parties had other candidates. Every one of us went through screening. Every one of us had the basic qualification required by the Constitution. And of course, some claim to have experience politically, but we know experience is not what makes you a great leader, because if experience is what makes a great leader, I'm sure Nigeria will be one of the greatest countries today on earth. So we all have had what it takes, but in considering your candidates, you must carry everybody along. I've always fought for this. That's why youth today are not in politics. We're only here, you know, few in the local government area. You don't see youth in the federal level and even the higher level. How many youth among the 36 governors we have? I think we only have one youth, which is Yahaya Bello. So at the end of the day, we must carry the youth along. We must carry women along. And also, like I said during my speech,
right,
religion and ethnicity, they are the two basic things we have today in Nigeria. And for the sake of equity, we must carry everybody along. We already have the Southeast agitating that these guys have been left behind. And that's what give birth to today, the Biafra they want to go. We cannot be praying and for a united Nigeria. And now we are putting some section aside. And that's why I commended the northern governors for bringing power to the South. So in picking our running mates, in picking our candidate, we must make sure everybody is inclusive. The Muslim, the Christian, youth, women, you know, the North, the South, the East, everybody must be represented. Look at our money, call it Wazopia. You have people from our ethnic group in our currency represented. That's what our government administrations must look like. So I believe that's what they're looking at. They want to make sure they get it right. So nobody feel left aside. The youth does not feel left aside. The women don't feel left aside. The North, the South, and the Christians, the Muslims, nobody is left aside. So we're dealing with a federal government here, federal administration. This is not a local government or a state. So everybody in the nation must be equally represented.
Right. It's just a couple of months before the campaigns begin. And I'm sure a lot of people will want to know the sort of angles the party will be taking. Do you think that it will be an issue-based campaign we're going to be looking at, or more of personality and what people have called the nonsensical, which has characterized previous elections, which we've seen in the country?
Yes, I want to believe and I want to hope that as soon as this running mate issue is out of the way, we'll base all our campaign on issue, not just on personality. Because if the delegates have chosen the candidates, we'll just have to work with it. Currently, this is where the phase we are. That's why everybody's talking about it. I would love to see that this is based on issues, because Nigerians are dying. A reverend father in Edo State was just kidnapped yesterday and killed, and everybody's wailing. People are dying, and I would want to see issue-based campaign, not personality or the state, the health, or the finance. We've gone past that. That's at the primary level. Now we're dealing with this candidate. Let's focus on the issues that concern us as Nigeria. I don't think anybody would have been, Nigerians would be agitating if, let's assume, a 20-year-old become president and the country is moving well. Nobody would be complaining. If a 80-year-old become president and is performing well, nobody will complain about the age. Age becomes a factor and other things become factors when we don't see, when we don't see performance. But for this campaign, I'll love to see issue-based campaign, so Nigerians will know who to vote for and how to go, you know, make their decision.
All right, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. But before I let you go, I love to put you on the hot seat, at least for this one moment. you are the youngest aspirant in the contest for the APC's presidential ticket, and what would you say has been your biggest takeaway, you know, as a young politician, and your biggest regret also too, having taken part in the process?
First of all, let me start with, I don't know if I have a regret. I think the process was quite awesome. It's so many things we learned. And I think if I use the word regret, probably we would have started more on time because we had limited time and limited resource to be able to reach the delegates. I think that's our biggest hurdle. When we finally were able to reach some, the response was quite amazing. So I think what we do, which is what we are doing now, I know we have not finished election, but my campaign organization, we are preparing for whatever the next election is, and plans are already on ground. Yes, we're focusing on this election, focusing on our candidates to make sure he gets elected. So I really don't have much anything to regret. We just learned what to do, what not to do, how to go about setting things, reaching the delegates. We know that's party politics. It's very important. Mm-hmm. The delegates get to know you. You get to converse with them. And hope, and also, you know, time to gather some resources. Like, you know, Nigeria politics or any politics around the world requires lots and lots of money. So that's nothing to regret about. But the process, so much I learned. Mm. Because 2019, I ran under a smaller party,
right,
which not much were done, like, you know, like I saw in APC. So we were catching up, we were learning things as we go. It's quite interesting. And yeah, I would say it was quite interesting.
All right, we'll leave it at a baptism of fire. Nicholas Felix, former presidential aspirant with the All Progressives Congress. And by the way, in case you did not know, he was the second runner-up in the 2019 general elections. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us on the newsroom.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. All right, do you have a fantastic week? Good. So, excellent. So we have come to a close for today. But with just some thoughts for former president of the deputy president, rather, of the Senate, Ikekwere Madu, and his wife Beatrice, who were arrested and charged in a UK court for bringing a child to the UK for alleged organ harvesting. Well, details have not shown us that he wasn't a child after all. He's an adult. But the reports say the couple brought him, some say 15 years, others say 21 years old, illegally, because their daughter needed a kidney. That case is still unfolding. They were denied bail the last time they were in court, and the next time they will be in court, we'll have an opportunity to know what the charges are. But it's formed a big discussion already going on around some of the charges they put out as organ harvesting and trafficking to the state of the country's healthcare, where so-called VIPs and VVIPs no longer use the country's healthcare system because it's deteriorated to a state where not just the facilities have broken down, the health personnel are in a massive exodus out of the country, from cleaner to clinician, out of the country in search of greener pastures. It's the state of the country's healthcare, and that's been a big talking point for everyone just to think about. So that's it on the newsroom. So many questions on WhatsApp for the INEC Director of Voter Education. I'll go through it. You can send me messages at Agogo Obo on Twitter and try and respond to them. The ones I will take to to Ayodele Aluko, he can respond to those ones also too and get back. But basically what he said, there has been, just to summarize what he said, there's extension for the voter registration only in person, not for the online. So you go to local government area and do the registration there. We don't know when it's going to be over. He says that the INEC chairman, reiterating what he said, that the cards will be printed out, all of the cards, before for those who register up till whenever the deadline or cutoff date arrives. And then if you have done your registration or the transfer between June last year and December, go to where you registered to collect the cards. If you cannot find your cards, there's an INEC help center number, customer care number. You can go and send your messages and they will respond to you. So that's it on the news. We'll be back next week. Go on a quick break. When we come back, you get the news update, and then Femi and the gang will be in. I think we have the basketball show happening right after. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.